involving two mid-sized business jets at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport. KPHO-TV's Emma Lockhart.
We know one person is dead. Two people were rushed to the hospital. One was treated on scene. And we know that fire crews right now are still working to pull someone from one of those jets.
The FAA says a private jet veered off the runway and crashed into another jet that was parked. A blow for insurance companies in an area where wildfires have decimated some places. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
Hawaii's Supreme Court says insurance companies cannot sue those blamed for Maui's 2023 huge wildfire. Thousands have lodged lawsuits against places like Hawaiian Electric. A settlement was announced last summer, but insurance companies held out, saying they should have the right to go after the defendants separately. With this ruling, a $4 billion settlement can move forward.
President Trump signs an executive order imposing tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports.
Simplifying our tariffs on steel and aluminum so that everyone can understand exactly what it means. It's 25% without exceptions or exemptions.
A federal judge in Boston has heard arguments over whether to extend a nationwide pause in the Trump administration's bid to offer deferred resignations to federal workers who voluntarily leave government service. CBS's Weijia Zhang reports.
That deadline is extended, which gives federal workers, I suppose, more time to mull over whether or not to take this offer. But at the crux of all of this is the legality of this order, which is what the judge heard today from both sides, the administration saying that they have every right to do this.
The judge says the pause will remain in effect until he issues a new order. A federal criminal case against New York Mayor Eric Adams may soon be dismissed by the Justice Department. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
What's unusual is that the Justice Department is not saying that new evidence has been uncovered that weakens the corruption case against Mayor Adams or proves that he was wholly innocent of the charges. The Justice Department seems to be saying that he is a mayor in a blue city who is cooperating with immigration authorities to deport illegal migrants, and therefore he is too valuable to this president.
In the few weeks since President Trump has taken office, millions of calls have poured into members of Congress. This North Carolina man has tried calling his U.S. senator several times.
I was not able to talk to an actual human being. Actually, the last time I called, I did not even get voicemail.
The congressional phone system that usually handles a few dozen calls per minute is straining to keep up with more than 1,500 calls per minute. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved me a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
President Trump's order to cease minting new pennies is raising questions about how businesses are going to make change. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Many shops' cash registers are full of coins, especially pennies. Alex is the owner of Dream Fluff Donuts.
How are we going to make change? It's not fair to the customer.
Not fair because without 1 cent coins, he says he'll have to round up prices. President Trump says he's ordered the U.S. Treasury to stop minting new pennies because they cost more to make than they're worth. John says this may be a baby step toward a future where all cash is a thing of the past.
It's going to be cryptocurrency or the credit cards or tap and things like that.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Berkeley, California.
A section of I-40 near the Pigeon River Gorge in western North Carolina will reopen next month. The interstate collapsed during Hurricane Helene's historic flooding and will reopen to traffic one lane in each direction at a reduced speed on March 1st. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries this evening, a cloudy sky otherwise tonight, low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon, highs in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch late Tuesday night and Wednesday for significant snow. It's 24 right now.
Touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Memorial Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Like a Timeless hits on WRJN, and just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Everybody.
what's next. I want to stick around, I want to get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody knows, say a lot. We're down into the jail, let it rock. 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 Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. That I got you. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
after you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
your elders goodbye. And so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they bit, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it up for any place.
Yeah.
fast she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cause you
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Later.
Change, change, change.
just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A deadly collision at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport today after one jet lands and then veers off the runway and into another plane that was parked. Scottsdale Fire Department spokesperson Dave Folio.
We had five patients we treated. One was a fatality. We had two immediates that were transported to local trauma centers. We had one delayed patient and then one patient that refused treatment.
According to the rock group Motley Crue on social media, a private plane owned by lead singer Vince Neil was involved in the crash, but he was not on board. President Trump says the Gaza ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas should be canceled.
It's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
Warning of potential irreparable harm. A federal judge this weekend blocked the non-governmental Department of Government Efficiency Task Force from further access to a Treasury Department payment system. Concerns have been raised over data security and the impact on government operations. CBS's Major Garrett.
The legal challenges are on two fronts. One, a 1974 Privacy Act law that says you cannot provide information about government payments to outsiders. This may be in violation of that. There's also a 2002 cybersecurity law that says any outsider brought into the federal databases has to pass their own cybersecurity protocols. We have no information whether anyone from DOGE has passed those protocols.
A storm system is bringing both rain and snow to various parts of the U.S. throughout the rest of the week. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Snow may be quite heavy and the ice could be quite damaging, especially as it makes its way on into the mid-Atlantic for Tuesday into Tuesday night and part of Wednesday. So that encompasses the central Appalachians from the Blue Ridge on up into sections of North Carolina. A very high probability for more than a quarter of an inch of ice in some of these areas, and some of the heaviest snow will be likely from northeast Kentucky into West Virginia.
Those in California who engage in looting, scams, and impersonating emergency workers will now face felony charges. It stems from bad actors during the L.A. County wildfires. Assemblymember Jesse Gabrielle.
We cannot and we will not tolerate behavior that endangers the public or puts our brave first responders at risk.
In Guatemala City, a bus carrying 70 people veers off a bridge, falling 115 feet into a sewage-polluted stream. At least 55 people are reported dead. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a 5-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better, business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-298-6544. That's 800-298-6544. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-298-6544 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
An Elon Musk-led group proposes buying OpenAI for just over $97 billion. OpenAI CEO says no thank you. A study shows that there may be a better way to deal with some peanut allergies. CBS's Wendy Gillette has details.
Children with a high threshold peanut allergy who ate gradually larger doses of peanut butter became much less sensitized compared to those who avoided peanuts, according to the study from New York's Mount Sinai. The researchers say increasing doses of store-bought peanut butter is a